Kamala Harris will do more than make history when she serves as vice president. Historian Julian Zelzer says Harris, the country's first Black and South Asian woman to hold that office, will also be a major voice in the White House. Zelzer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And as always, Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
In your most recent opinion piece for CNN, you wrote that Kamala Harris is going to play a key role in the Biden administration. What is that role going to look like?
Well, it will be part policymaker. Given the breadth of her expertise, I expect her to have a voice at the table as the administration formulates policies and starts to roll out the ideas. And she'll be part liaison to Congress, especially the Senate, where a President-elect Biden is going to need all the help he can get to work around the obstruction of Senator McConnell, whether he's majority or minority leader.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about that and how both she and Joe Biden come from the Senate. Do you think that is going to help in any way what you're talking about in getting things done in Congress?
I think it could. We haven't had this kind of legislative experience since President Johnson was in office, Lyndon Johnson with Hubert Humphrey as his vice president. That brings a certain amount of knowledge of the relationships on Capitol Hill and how the process works. And it's certainly not a cure-all when the opponents are trying to obstruct progress, but it helps. It helps to have a working knowledge of how things work on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm. Part of your argument about the role Harris will play is also based on the importance of the office itself, the weight it carries. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a job that anyone really wanted. Teddy Roosevelt said he'd rather be anything else than vice president. How and why has the role of VP changed over time?
It really started to change when President Jimmy Carter was in office from 1977 to 81, and his vice president, Walter Mondale, really helped to elevate the office. And since then, it's become important in terms of policymaking and politics. Some of it is just the jobs of the president have become much more expansive. We expect a lot more from the White House. So a president needs someone else to help them out with the tasks of the day. And part of it has to do with the nature of Congress. It's become so polarized and dysfunctional that I think the White House would rather have a two-person team very often trying to sell legislation than just having the president do it themselves.
Well, it's interesting you brought up Walter Mondale. I'm also thinking about Joe Biden himself being part of this change. I mean, he played a big role in Barack Obama's presidency, correct?
He was a very influential vice president. He was a voice on a lot of issues, from pushing back against some of the foreign policy interventions that President Obama wanted to make, to coming out in favor of same-sex marriage before the president himself. And he also helped to sell President Obama's economic stimulus bill in 2009 and the Affordable Care Act to Congress, and met all the time with senators and used that background to push legislation. So this is a president who is going to have a great appreciation for what a vice president can do.
Yeah. Another thing that we've been talking about since Harris was named as Biden's running mate is just how important Harris symbolically is as the first Indian and first Black American to serve as vice president. We can't really overstate the importance of that symbolically, correct?
Absolutely. It really reflects some of the differences in the parties, certainly that the parties want to showcase. Democrats want to show they are more in tune with the changing America, a more diverse, pluralistic America. And she embodies that in ways that President Obama did as well. So I suspect the party won't back away from talking about what kind of leaders the party has put into office.
Yeah, with the 30 seconds I have with you, of course, at the root of this conversation is that the vice president is next in line to the presidency. I mean, vice presidents have had to step up in the past to assume the highest office.
Absolutely. And Biden picked a vice president who could be president right away. And I don't just think he was thinking of the short term, but in case this is a one-term proposition for him, I think he wanted someone who would be very strong in 2024. And that's what he has with Vice President-elect Harris.
Julian Zelzer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. As always, thank you.
Thanks for having me.